Light joins us live on the phone. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up,
how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Big week.
To start the season. Are you sick and tired of camp so far? Has this been, you get to a point where you finally say enough is enough?
Yeah, it's right around the fourth preseason game. I mean, that's usually enough. Well, the third one's, in my mind, enough, but you know, that fourth one is where you're definitely looking forward to the start.
Now, they keep on talking about the possibility, and they did it again this year around the league, about the possibility of getting rid of a couple of these games, one or two of them, and playing an extra game or two in the regular season. I'll ask the question this way, because I don't blame you as a player. If they paid you a couple of extra bucks to be able to do something like that, would you be in favor of the extra regular season game or games and fewer preseason games?
Well, I mean, I think that's it's a tough call on that one. I mean, we've seen this come up quite a bit over the last year, and I'm not really sure that there's any way to put a scale on that, because you know what's the payout? What would be the difference? You know, obviously taking away preseason games that doesn't equate to a regular season game, and you know, I think the way it is right now, it's been successful, it's worked, but as a player, I think. You know, 16 games straight, you know, trying to stay focused and do what you do and prepare week in and week out, it's tough. And then you get the postseason, hopefully, and that's a whole different beast. But I'm not really sure what adding two games would do to it, but I'm sure we're going to see this discussion continue for a long time.
Matt, a couple of things. Did you watch the game last night? Will you watch games this weekend? And how tough is it to play the waiting game for Monday night?
You know, the Monday night game is different, and obviously, you know, you add another day of preparation into your week, which is already a long time coming. So, I think it's, you know, we've had a good week of preparation so far, and, you know, we'll treat tomorrow like another Friday. You know, we're kind of creatures of habit. So, I think we'll all watch these games. The game last night was a great game. It was a good defensive battle, and there was a lot of situations that came up in that game that I'm sure that, you know, might mirror some of the things we see Monday night, but it is definitely a different week. And then, you know, of course you have a short week heading into next week's contest.
You guys in the offensive line, and they say that in the offensive line, there's more camaraderie, more communication, more of you've got to play together as a group, flow like fish. Okay. How's that one? You know how fish go? You know how fish go? They, for some reason, they all go in one guy goes in one direction.
It's called a school.
Like the salmon
school,
upstream.
School.
Like the salmon upstream.
Yeah.
And then they all just follow. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I don't know how. But offensive linemen are probably similar. That, you know, one guy goes one way and then they all kind of go that same way. The fact that you guys have been together for so long, how important is that? How much easier does that make your job going into another season as opposed to – Well, Buffalo's got all young kids right now in that offensive line. They haven't worked together with each other.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel as though we're very fortunate to have, you know, the group of guys that we've had in place for quite a long period of time now, and I think it's kind of rare that you see, you see a unit stay together like we've been able to do here. You know, it's great when you can stay healthy and guys get to know each other and you know what to expect from the guy next to you, and that's huge. That's a big part of the offense. You know, we're trained picks. Like you said, we all swim in the same direction, hopefully, and we all feed off each other. And, you know, I think that it's definitely an advantage to be able to know the guy you're playing next to. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to how well you're going to execute and how you work up front and the communication and all the calls and all that stuff. They have to be just right. You know, one guy breaks down, the whole thing breaks down. So, you know, even though you do have an advantage playing with each other, it ultimately comes down to – you know, to how well you're going to execute in the pressure-type situations, you know, when the bullets are flying for real.
See, I was trying to be nice to you and call you fish. The fact that you call Mankins a pig, I think, is a little bit excessive, but that's you.
Worthy, but excessive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you root around in the mud all day together, you pretty much call like it is.
Right.
You know, there's no fair dodging.
Right, and a lot of grunting. And yeah.
Hey, Matt, what kind of challenges does this Buffalo defense present for you guys? You guys have pretty much had your way with them the last 18 games, a couple of battles here and there. But the scores, let's be honest, you've been blowing them out a lot. But what kind of challenges does this particular defense for Buffalo present to you guys?
You know what? They're a solid unit. They really are across the board. I think when you look at their defense, you see guys that play well together. They're guys that have really high motors and they move around, you know, pretty good. They get up the field really well, and they're very well coached. I mean, these guys will definitely present some unique challenges on Monday. They always game plan us pretty well. You know, I think when you look at last year, and I can't help but think of, you know, that wind bowl that we're in.
Last game.
I mean, I don't know how hard the wind was blowing, but it was enough to move an entire offensive line.
Wow.
You know, we'd be standing back there in the huddle, and you get a gust of wind, and the whole thing would move you. So, and that game was a dogfight. It really was. And you know, obviously the conditions played a part of that. But they're a good defense, and I think that, you know, the way their linebackers fly around, you know, they're very active, they're very quick. They've got a good secondary. They've got some good pass rushers, guys get upfield and present some issues. So I think what it ultimately comes down to is that we have to be able to, you know, run our offense and run it effectively. We can't get ourselves in, you know, second and long, third and long situations. We can't let them start dialing up some of their, you know, some of their pressures that they're game planning right now. And we got to be balanced, you know, and just go out there and out-execute them, because they're not going to make a whole lot of mistakes. You know, they just don't do that. So, you know, however you want to look at it, for us, you know, this is going to be a big game for us Monday night.
Matt, in your preparation, will you watch more of Buffalo's preseason or more of your previous games against them?
You know, we mix it up. I think you have to go back and you have to look at last season. You got to look, you know, at what they do when it's for real. But then you also look at the preseason, you break that down, and you look for tendencies there as well. Because, you know, it's not always – it's definitely the same. They don't have, you know, all the same guys in the same positions doing the same things as it was last year. So it's definitely a good balance of both. But I think a lot of it is that we know these guys. It's not like we're playing an opponent that we haven't faced. And they do have a lot of the same guys, but – for the most part, I think you go back and you mix it up on both the preseason and last year.
Matt, 2 years ago, you had the high-powered offense, the 50 touchdown passes. There was a course of that season, and I believe it was the Philadelphia game, where a lot of people cited that game as defenses and Jimmy Johnson at the time picking up on different, playing Brady differently, in that they were just sending everybody, figuring, okay, you've got the high power, you're spreading everything out, they're going to go right at Brady. And obviously we saw that more and more right up through that Super Bowl game. Did you see a difference in how defenses played you guys? Did it get to a point where you started to say, maybe they're trying to do something different because they're so frustrated? And do you expect more of that this year, especially with Brady coming back with the injury?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the injury, you know, has any – in that. I think, you know, what you're referring to in the Philly game, and I think you can, you know, you can go to Baltimore, you can look at some of the different teams that have tried to throw a lot of things at us, and, you know, they had some success at it, and I'm sure we're going to see it. I mean, you know how it is in this league. If a team starts doing something a little out of the ordinary and they have success with it, you know, other teams are going to be breaking down the film, they're going to be watching the same tape, and they're going to say, hey, look, you know, here's some issues they're having. They're having a hard time picking up this, or, you know, they're not making adjustments to that, and this is how we need to hit them. We need to do some of the same things. So, you know, to answer your question, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to continue to see that. I think this league changes, and I think it's changed a lot since I came in. And when you look at some of these defenses that have unique ways of rushing the passer and bringing, you know, the blitz zero looks, the, you know, trying to confuse you and get you off the spot, I mean, that's been successful.
Matt, I got to talk about the elephant in the room, or really the elephant that's not in the room. Is it strange not to have Seymour in that locker room?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he and I came in together, and I can remember the first time coming up here and meeting Richard, and you know, we'd actually played each other in the Outback Bowl. Not that I want to bring that up, relive that in my mind, because we did have a 30-point lead way back in '99, and at halftime.
Wow.
And we ended up losing that game. Just so for all you, you know, big college football buffs, the largest come from behind victory in a bowl game happened against us. And we didn't come out on the winning end.
Oh, it's good that 10 years later you're over it. You know?
Yeah, no, I've completely let that go.
Yeah, we can tell. And I'm glad. Yeah.
But, you know, it's different. And every year you see this happen and you know, I look around the locker room now, and I think there's, you know, maybe four guys left that, you know, were here in 2001 when I came in, and yeah, it's different, but it's also competitive, and you know, we got a great group of guys. We had a lot of rookies that came in this year and contributed a lot, and free agency and everything else, bringing in the guys that we did. Yeah, I think everybody's really comfortable with it and looking forward to the start of this thing Monday night.
Matt, has been any talk in the locker room at all amongst the teammates? Has there been any after effect that we've seen? And you know, the Lori Malloy scenario jumps right out at you in this situation.
You mean in, with respect to Richard?
Richard, yes.
Else?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean, I think you guys get a sense of how it's like. We stay so focused on what we have to do. And, you know, regardless of, you know, what it is that's out there, as a professional, you have to be able to approach each week in the same manner and do your job and not really let any of that stuff, because ultimately it's out of your control. There's not anything you can do about it anyway. It is what it is, and to use a famous expression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's our job to go out there and prepare ourselves to play the game. And I think that's, you know, we've done that pretty well this week, and you know, we got another day tomorrow to kind of fine tune things and get ready to play this one.
I like that expression. I hope nobody steals it from you. That would be a shame.
Trademark that.
I see that coach, yeah, coach.
You know,
yeah.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
do you have to pay royalties for that?
It is what it is.
Hey Matt, one question on your running back situation: yeah. Is the potential of five of them going to play on Monday night? Not all at the same time, obviously. But does it change your style of how you have to run block because each one offers a little something different than the other?
You know, it's funny because I always hear that, and that's a good question, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you have people asking you that question, that means that you have a talented backfield, which we do, and it is exciting, man. I mean, you know, over the years, just having guys like Kevin and Sammy and blocking for guys like Corey Dillon and the like, I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and Lawrence and what he brings to the table, and Freddie this year, and even, you know, Benny. I mean, all these guys are so good at what they do. But it doesn't affect our, you know, our game plan or from the offensive line standpoint. It doesn't change our frame of mind. I mean, we pretty much do the same thing. Now, I'm sure if you had a, you know, fantasy league, or if you had a you know, video game, I mean, you know, you might want to take that into consideration. But, you know, for us trained pigs, you know, we stay on track and kind of do what we do, and it doesn't really matter who it is back there. You know, we just, you know, try to focus on our matchups and our, you know, our communication and what we have to do up front to try to give them at least a fighting chance.
I know you guys are one big close family, but who do you have to watch your back on in that locker room? I know you guys pull off pranks. You're one of the bigger, you know, guys that people warn you against. But who in that locker room that you have to watch out for?
Well, I mean, it's easy. It's Nick Kazier, and because he's Canadian, they're sneaky. Really,
they're sneaky
really
people.
Sneaky. The guys north of the border there, they are just – unpredictable. You never know what they're going to do. So you definitely got to keep an eye on him. And he, you know, he's big, but yet he's small. You know, he can hide in little places.
Has he done anything yet?
No. I mean, I'd like to pinpoint him for a few things, but nothing I can really nail down quite yet. But I got my eyes on him. I'm definitely keeping my head on the swivel when it comes to Kazier and the Canadian sneakiness that he brings to the locker room.
Is he just attacking one guy or a whole country? I'm not sure. If this were T.O., it would be an entire country.
Right.
Matt, it probably is just one guy. Hey, listen, have a great game on Monday.
Good luck, buddy.
We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
See you. You too. Matt Light of the Patriots.